This is a lot more full room than a courtroom. Hi everyone, my name is Arden Pearson, pronouns they, them. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you all for having me here. And I'm just going to talk about the... Hi. And I'm going to talk about what my firm does and maybe open it up for a little bit of questions. So Missouri Kansas Career Law was founded in September of 2023. Madeline Johnson and I opened the firm, and we are the only two attorneys in the law firm. We practice a wide variety of different laws, so we do primarily civil rights, employment discrimination, and other kinds of civil rights issues. Our family law branch is getting a lot more busy now that we, after the election, so we do divorces, we do a lot of second parent adoptions right now, and really anything under the family law umbrella we're willing to talk about. We practice in both Kansas and Missouri. I'm our only Kansas attorney, so if you live in Kansas, hi, it's me. And we also do some simple estate planning, and my law partner will do some criminal work. She used to be a public defender, and she really enjoys to tip her toe in it every once in a while again. My firm is actually having a little retreat this week, and we are working on putting together our resource list. We are only two attorneys, like I said, so we've seen a really big influx of cases after the election, which really makes a lot of sense. It's a scary time, and you want to get your items in order. So because of that, we have had to refer some more people on to what we would like to do. So we are trying to get a good network of attorneys that we trust with our career clients and that we can refer people on to. So even if you don't know if we can handle the kind of law or like the legal question that you have, feel free to reach out and we'll see if we can put you in touch with someone that we think can help you. That's kind of our goal. Oh, a really big thing that we do is gender marker and name changes. Almost forgot. So this past year we put in a program where we charge 1% of your annual income. So if you make $30,000 a year, we will charge $300, which majority of that goes towards the filing fee, with a cap of $1,200. So we will do gender marker changes in Missouri and name changes in both Kansas and Missouri. If you are worried about getting a gender marker change in Missouri because of how strict their laws are and you've only had hormone therapy, please reach out to us. We can talk to you about getting that done and taken care of. So I've had, like I said, I've had a lot of people come and want to speak to me and my law partner because of the election results and what is going to happen, what the future is going to hold. We have no idea, but we have some thoughts. And I'm going to share probably the two most asked questions that I've received so far. So the first one is about marriage. Do we think that your marriage is going to go away? And in the off chance that it does, what can I do to protect the legal rights that I already have? We don't think that they are going to be going after gay marriage because I think they're going after trans rights. And gay marriage is lower on their bucket list at this stage. They're not too concerned about it. However, I understand that that is a fear. I think that we're going to see it coming from really far away because there is several layers of protection at this stage. We still have Obergefell. And President Biden and the Congress got passed the freedom to marry in 2022. So there are several layers of protection that they have to go through, so we'll see it coming. However, it's still fair to be nervous. And my main recommendation is to get your estate plan in order, get that all taken care of, and powers of attorney. So powers of attorney are really important, especially for trans folks who don't have a affirming family. So you can have two different kinds of powers of attorney, medical and then general, which I generally say is for like financial things. If you're a trans person and you don't have a affirming family, I highly recommend getting a medical power of attorney put in place right away because then you can designate who will make medical decisions for you if you're incapacitated. That's really important. And we do those. But there's a lot of good online resources from the Kansas and Missouri Bar to do them on your own. And the Modern Family Alliance is putting on two clinics now. The first one booked up within 24 hours, so we're getting a much bigger space. And we are doing a POA clinic where we can help you get those forms filled out. Jennifer, can you raise your hand back there? Yeah. She has a whole bunch of these flyers that will give you information about signing up for that event. We're really excited. Like I said, the first one filled up really quickly, and I think that we could get a lot of people helped. If you're a notary, do you want people to tell you? Do we need more notaries?
We could use more notaries, yes.
Okay, we could use more notaries. So if you're a notary and available on January 4th, let Jennifer know. That'd be really cool. And then the other question that I've been getting asked a lot is about trans rights. We, like I said, that's where I think that people, that's what's being attacked the most right now. And medical care is really scary. The Supreme Court heard that for adolescents this week. And the Supreme Court will take a while, so we'll hear about that in a little bit. But my biggest recommendation is to work on getting your gender marker done if you live in Missouri as soon as possible. And the biggest thing is to get your passport taken care of. So your passport is a federal document, so that's the quickest thing that Trump can change. And right now it's just self-attestation to change your gender marker on your passport. So you can just request that they change it, and they will. You can also get an ex-gender marker on there. And with a passport, you can have a passport book, or you can also get it just like the card. So you can use that for almost any kind of identification except for a driving incident. So if you can't get your preferred gender, or not your preferred gender, your gender on the correct documentation, like if you live in Kansas, a passport is a really good option. And because it's federal, we are recommending that you get that taken care of right now. My final note on that is if you are non-binary and looking at the ex-gender marker, there are some considerations to think about if you are actually traveling outside of the United States. Some folks are not friendly to trans people, and that outs you very, very quickly. So think about it, but the option is there. I think I used a lot of time, so I don't know if I'm going to wrap it up. Yeah, okay. So thank you all for having me here. I'll be mingling, so you can ask any questions, and our website is mokanqueerlaw.com.